BBC News with Mike Cooper. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has responded to President Obama's offer of a new beginning in relations by saying Iran will change if the US alters its attitude to his country. But he said words were not enough and that he'd seen no real shift in US policy in areas such as sanctions on Iran or what he called unconditional support of Israel. The Ayatollah spoke a day after President Obama offered to end 30 years of hostility and distrust between the US and Iran. Our World Affairs correspondent Mike Waldridge reports.
Ayatollah Khamenei, who has the final say in Iran on strategic matters of this kind, gave his response to President Obama's olive branch in a televised speech from the holy city of Mashhad. For you to say that we will both talk to Iran and simultaneously exert pressure on her, our nation hates this approach. One cannot treat our nation in this way, the Ayatollah said. But he went on to say that Iran would wait and see, and if the US changed its attitude, then Iran would too.
President Obama has spoken out in support of his embattled Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, saying he wouldn't accept his resignation even if it was offered. Mr. Geithner's been heavily criticised for failing to prevent the insurance company AIG from paying huge bonuses to executives after it was bailed out with public money. Mr. Obama said neither he nor Mr. Geithner had mentioned a resignation. Meanwhile, the Obama administration's special representative for Pakistan and Afghanistan, Richard Holbrooke, has strongly criticized past American efforts to combat the Afghan opium trade. Speaking at a conference in Belgium, he said that despite spending more than $800 million a year on counter-narcotics, Washington had got nothing out of it. He also said the Obama administration had been unhappy with a plan it inherited to increase the Afghan National Police Force by only 4,000 officers and wanted to add more.
Everyone we talked to, without exception, agreed that was not sufficient. So we're looking, in conjunction with our allies and friends in the Afghan government, at a very significant increase.
Tens of thousands of people have marched through the southern Italian city of Naples against Italy's powerful mafia networks. The marches were led by relatives of people killed by the mafia. Our correspondent in Italy, Duncan Kennedy, reports.
This was one of the biggest demonstrations against the mafia in recent years. Organizers say 150,000 people took part. The police put the figure at around 100,000. Those who came carried banners calling for victims to be remembered and to demand an end to the mafia's prominence in southern Italy. The names of 900 people killed in the past few decades by the country's four main mafia organizations were read out through loudspeakers. Police have had successes against the Sicilian mafia in recent years, but the Camorra and Ndrangheta on the mainland have continued to expand.
World News from the BBC. Prominent Cuban dissidents have accused the European Union of treachery for improving its relations with Cuba's communist government. They also condemned Costa Rica for re-establishing diplomatic relations with Cuba this week on the sixth anniversary of the arrest of 75 government opponents. The EU's Development Commissioner met President Raúl Castro in Havana this week. The EU had already lifted the sanctions it imposed on Cuba after the arrests. The dissidents, including the democracy advocate Vladimir Roca, said the EU had betrayed its own approach towards Cuba. Reports from Angola say two people were killed and more than a dozen others injured in a stampede among a crowd that had gathered for an address by Pope Benedict. More than 50,000 people turned out to hear the Pope at a football stadium in the capital, Luanda. The Portuguese news agency says a man and a woman were taken to hospital but were dead when they arrived. The German President Horst Köhler has said society must learn from last week's shooting of 15 people by a suicidal teenage gunman. He told a memorial service in the small town of Winnenden that there should be restrictions on violent films and video games, such as those that the gunman, Tim Kretschmer, was playing on the eve of the killings. Mr. Köhler said Germans had to question themselves in the wake of the killings.
Tun wir genug, uns und unsere Kinder zu schützen? Tun wir genug,
gefährliche... Are we doing enough to protect us and our children? Are we doing enough to protect vulnerable people from themselves? We all have to scrutinize ourselves, what we can do better, what consequences we must draw from this act.
In sport, Ireland have beaten Wales to win the Six Nations Rugby Union Championship. They won the match by 17 points to 15. The win means Ireland took the championship with a Grand Slam, having beaten every other team in the competition. It's Ireland's first Grand Slam since 1948. BBC News.